This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee heard testimony on Saturday from Mark Sandy, an Office of Management and Budget official, and the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's Saturday. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said that Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration placed on millions of dollars to Ukraine.
I'm not going to go into what he testified to, but this investigation is most importantly about $391 million in taxpayer dollars that was leveraged to ask the Ukrainians to investigate the president's political opponent.
And Republican Mark Meadows of the state of North Carolina said Sandy did not help the Democrats' case.
That the assumptions that Democrats have made and certainly the allegations that they have made have not been supported by the witnesses' testimony here today.
The committee later released transcripts of testimony from two additional White House aides, former National Security Council Tim Morrison and Jennifer Williams. And aide to Vice President Mike Pence, both were on a July 25th call between Mr. Trump and Ukraine's president. Morrison largely confirmed previous testimony given by other witnesses. Williams said that Mr. Trump's insistence that Ukraine carry out politically sensitive investigation struck her as unusual and inappropriate. Hong Kong police used water cannon and tear gas to disperse anti-government protesters camped outside a university campus in the city of Kowloon District on Sunday, with activists braced for a possible final police push to clear them after fiery clashes overnight. Police launched blue dyed liquid from water cannon after several protesters were seen firing bows from rooftops at the Hong Kong Polytechnic University amid some of the most dramatic scenes in over 5 months of protest. This is VOA News. Scuffles between Paris police and activists marred the anniversary of the birth of the Yellow Vest movement against government policy seen as favoring the rich. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
Demonstrators smashed store windows and bus stops in Paris, setting bonfires in some streets. Police and firemen responded with tear gas and water hoses. At least one of the demonstrations was canceled because of the violence. Paris has been mostly calm in recent weeks, but not Saturday. Some yellow vests and young thugs known as Black Blocs were back on the streets as the protest movement for greater economic justice marks its first year. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Drivers and protesters blocked traffic in Tehran Saturday after President Hassan Rouhani's government imposed gasoline rationing and price hikes of at least 50%, Edward Uranium reports for VOA.
Dozens of protesters in the capital of Iran's Azerbaijan province, Tabriz, clashed with government security forces Saturday, pelting them with stones on a major highway through the city. Amateur video showed traffic stopped as police charged protesters in an attempt to chase them off the roadway. Protesters also blocked traffic using cars and buses in the capital, Tehran, amid an unseasonal snowstorm. Protests were reported Saturday in dozens of Iranian towns and cities for the second straight day following a government decision to raise fuel prices. A number of people reportedly were killed or wounded, but reports were conflicting over the exact casualty count. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Venice is facing another exceptional high tide this Sunday after its worst flooding in 50 years Tuesday, causing more than $1 billion worth of damage and submerged St. Mark's Square under a meter of water. The tide could reach 160 centimeters just after midday Sunday. At least 8 people were killed, dozens injured late Friday in Bolivia, when security forces opened fire on supporters of the former president, Evo Morales. Allies of the former president were killed near a city, officials said. Most of the dead and injured had been shot, according to the director of the town's hospital. Protesters said police fired when demonstrators tried to cross a military checkpoint. Morales stepped down last Sunday under pressure from the country's police and military. This is amid a wave of protests over social inequalities. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.